This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا والنهار إذا جلاها والنهار إذا جلاها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول قد أفلح من زكاها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طيبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها
والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا. Oh Allah, teach for us lessons wat gaat uplift ons self, educate ons self, true lessons. Lessons van die Koran. Lessons van die geliefde Rasulullah. Wazidna ilma. And Allah increase us in knowledge that is light. The knowledge of Quran. The knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge of those ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if that ashab was alive today, they would give their lives to Palestine. Yalla kamos Iraq or Masjid Aqsa, they would have been there, they prepared to give their life. Because what is it to give your life? Inna alladhina fatanu al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Allah Ta'ala says the word fatan. One Arabic scholar, he says, the meaning of that word, apologize for the narrowness of my chest, but Allah is easy. Amen. The closest meaning to it is, you know, gold goes through a process. It goes through those heavy metals, die lelike goede, tot het solid, dry gold, but it must go through that heavy jihad. He says, Allah loves the believer so much. To our minds, a sahabi is thrown into a hot, boiling coal. Just because he says, La ilaha. And he says, I refuse. Ek is nie bang for the coal. Ek is bang for my maka Allah. And I say, Allah, La ilaha. Just allow me two rak'ats, just to connect with my Allah. Then you throw me in the pot. To our mind, we can't understand. When he was thrown in the pot, it's yellow lacham can melt, bean and everything. But in the eyes of Allah, he didn't even feel a bite of a mosquito. Because he immediately became the loved one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the believer to at all times. قَالُوا حَزْبُنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Always utter Allah. Speak about Allah's greatness. Reflect about Allah's greatness. Wherever you are, ponder. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of Allah's favors can I deny? As a poet says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ. In everything, there's a reminder for you of the uniqueness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we live in such time where everyone we meet is fighting a battle we know nothing about. But ultimately, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the battle of a believer is his nafs. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. It's only that day when Allah puts to your heart the fear of Allah. That my Allah has been watching me and seeing me day and night. I have to give up this bad of mine. My Allah Ta'ala knows my conversations in secret. I must give up this badness. When that khawf, that fear of Allah comes in the heart, and then nahan nafs, you suppress that nafs, then Allah says the doors of Jannat now opens for you. To that extent, the daily when you go make salah, you make hudu, and when you finish your hudu, don't neglect that to after hudu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika. وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. That is priceless. The Nabi Islam says, when a slave lifts up his hand, the heavens, the Jannah's doors all opens for him. Hoe kan een man verkeerd gaat, my bro? Your five waktus, they altijd connect to Allah and to Jannah. Na die salah, zegt ze, Allahumma, as'aluka ridaq.
Oh Allah, I only want your pleasure in my life. Because when you have Allah's pleasure in your life, you will get Allah's treasures in your life. He will open up for you. And you must talk to Allah. Ya Allah, where's this treasures that you promised me? You will get it in this world. Because of the dua that is so powerful from the Quran. That people have come for Umrah. People have come for Hajj. While they busy tawaf, it is sunnah. There is thousands of sunnats, daily sunnats of our beloved Rasulullah. So that's why you imitate the sunnah. It was sunnah of Rasulullah. Because Sahaba heard him saying, between Rukn al-Yamani and between the Hajar al-Aswad, he said only this dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhab an-nar. That is high voltage, my bros. That is priceless. Subhanallah. Because, my dear friends in Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu said, Hasana, give me good in this world. These mense wat gekikken met een nog een oog. Hulle was in die tijd van die geliefde rasool. Hulle was super salig geweest. And that's why we extract. What did they have to say? That is the best of people. Where Rasulullah take from them? Ali says, good in this world refers to a pious companion. May Allah give our children all pious companions. Piety, in other words, you are mindful of your Creator. When you are mindful of your Creator, you start to develop the love for Rasulullah, the wives of Rasulullah, the men of the giant men of Rasulullah. Then you want to follow their example in your household. Because Rasulullah said, after Allah, there's no better gift for a man than Allah blessing him with a pious woman. One person said so nice, a shortcut to a blessed marriage when both husband and wife should love Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they love each other. Mag Allah ta'ala give ons daar die liefde. They moet ons derentijd strive on ons leven om te bewees the loved one of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Hassan al-Basri, een van die famous tabi'een, een van die great Sufia, die awliya van Allah. Hy sê, good in this world means knowledge of Islam. Because knowledge of Islam will bring nur to your heart. Knowledge of Islam will enlighten you. And also, salah, he says, that's the meaning of good in your life. So if you want goodness in your life, as Rasul Salaam said, connect yourself with Salah, Asha bi khair, Mata bi khair. You will have a good life. And you will have a good ending also. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Sudi Rahmatullah, he says, that Rabbana atina fi dunya means halalan tayyiba. That your rizq that you attain must be of lawful earnings. Because Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik. Oh Allah, let I never ever touch haram. Let my earnings be pure because I have to consume pureness, feed my family with pureness so that Allah only accepts pureness. Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. And oh Allah, make me ghani, make me independent of all your creation, solely only dependent on you. In Islam, never be a beggar. Rasul Salaam, die mense moes hy hebben om jou te vraag, ot my broer, of ben jy met die robot, so ot, oos koos die obstakel waar hy mense sy liewe. Persoon kom na die Nabi Salaam en hy vraag, die Nabi Salaam sê vir hom, kijk my vriend, ek is lief vir jou, laat tas al die nasa shay'a, moet nooit ooit vraag vir enige en enige iets sê. Vraag vir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Die sahabi sê, toe die was weggegaan van die Nabi, het ek nooit gevraag vir enige ene. Because die Nabi het gesê vir sy sahabi, as hulle wil even hee, maak hier sout, dan vraag vir Allah. Hier sallallahu alaihi wasallam sê, If you've got no work and you're battling, don't ask people. Make 2 rak'ahs, connect yourself to Allah. Then Allah promises you, He will open up for you doors you can't imagine for an entire year. Halal and tayyiban sustenance. If you ever need a job, may Allah will create a job. Say, so that one effort may mark my bro in Islam. That one effort mark. And then leave the rest to Allah Ta'ala. When you look at your hands, you ask yourself, all prophets, besides being a prophet, they had an ump. They had work to sustain their family. They were known as Najjar, carpenter. They were known as goldsmith. They were known as in working in the plantations. To show us that that very work of yours also is halal and tayyibah, and it is sustenance. That your jannat is written when you feed your family with halal and tayyibah. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, also means ask Allah Ta'ala for pious children. Don't just ask Allah, I wish for a boy because I got 2 girls. Or I wish for a daughter because Allah's given me 3 boys. If you do wish for that, but ya Allah, if it comes to be a boy, alhamdulillah, but let it be pious. As is written in the Quran, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, oh Allah, I want pious children that will take the legacy of Islam to another height after my demise. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. That was a khalista Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said success of the children of Adam is when a house is pious, when your companion is pious, and when your vehicle itself takes you to places of piety. Because man amila salihan min dhakarin wa untha, whoever brings salih qualities in his life, husband and wife, fala nuhiyannahu hayatan tayyibah, Allah says, I will give you definitely a good life. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he says, good in this world means good health, honest living, knowledge of that Quran. Because there's no book in the world that is greater than that book. We see on YouTube how many philosophers, how many intelligent people they've read and studied philosophy and all kinds of books and searching for something high. The last thing they open is the Quran. And when they start to read that Quran, they can feel the writer is no human being. This is beyond a man to have written this Quran. Because ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. There's no doubt in this book. It's a source of guidance for people of taqwa. My dear friends in Islam, the graves are full of people who thought they would practice Islam when they became old and they retired. Old age is not promised to anyone. You hear young people, nothing wrong with them, just some simple kind of diagnosis. They die in their youth. You find people just took a shower, he's 40, he passes away. Allah wants to teach us. Like in Salah, the Imam always says, Sallu, Salah Talbawat. Mark this Salah as of your last Salahs. Because it does guarantee they can see the next walk to me. Mag Allah van mij in de verstaan geven. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَقْسِبُ غَدًا. No soul has a guarantee that is going to wake up tomorrow and again make learn a living. So we want to make, when you tell a Buddha stay in front, make salah. Then what he does, he recites, وَالْعَصَرْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Yet it haunts us that we're running out of time. No, soon was a kortste surah klaar te maken. Maar die very surah wal asr, het sahaba, met elkaar geontmoet, voor hulle gedispers het, het hulle gesê, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. My dear friends in Islam, to end off, because I've got another speaker that's got very, very important message to share with us about saving lives, human lives. The greatest form of mujahada in the 21st century is to stay away from sinning. Like ulama say to take bayat, to shake a pious man's hand, and to make a pledge with him that you obey Allah and you will stay away from wrong. Reform is a sunnah. But to reform yourself is fard. You have to reform yourself. Istafti qalbak, check your heart. And find out what is the solution for that heart. Connect to Allah. The password is salah. قال الله إني معكم لئن أقمت بالصلاة صلى سلام معك say Allah you will find me there. And tahajjud is the best time to express one's feelings in front of Allah. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. Allah Ta'ala says that tahajjud is such, especially in winter when the night is long and you're but restless, Allah is giving you a sign that stand up and go make wudu. And go make 2, 4, 5, 6 raka'ats of tahajjud. As Allah says, Allah loves when you forsake your home bed and you make that wudu. And in that silent moments, you're connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you talk to him. You pour out to him whatever you need to pour out. And you will feel ma'iyatullah, the very closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. Oh Allah, protect and comfort the people of Palestine. Ease their pain and sufferings. Grant them victory over their enemies. End these decades of oppression. Keep our Mujahideen brothers steadfast. Strengthen them in their mission. Punish the oppressed Zionist Jews. Oh Allah, we have nothing for our people in Palestine but our du'as. So keep them in your protection to aid them. And also, Ya Allah, fail all those who try to disgrace them. Alhamdulillah, we have brother Niyaz here. I told him to give him some time because he's got something very important to share. It's about 2 kids, that is my kids and your kids, help save Abu Talib, that is 7, and Ayub, that is 4 years of age. But I told him I give him extra minutes because he must share the story with you, so that you make niyat to save a life, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, for granting us the gift of Islam. Secondly, for granting us to be in the best of places on this day of Jumu'ah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite this entire gathering in the best of places in Akhirah, in Jannah to Firdaus. Thumma ameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm standing before you guys today with a very heavy heart, but a heart fraught with hope nonetheless. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in hadith that when you see something wrong, do something about it. And if you cannot do something about it, then say something. And if you cannot do something about it and you cannot say something about it, then make dua, with dua being the lowest form of iman. So over the next few minutes that Maulana has granted me, I'm hoping that inshallah, through the campaigning that we're currently running, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can facilitate all three of those. Unfortunately, we live in a society whereby we speak too much, right? And there's no action behind what we say. We speak against the good and we condone the bad and we turn a blind eye to many of things that we shouldn't. So let's take heed of this opportunity today to turn that around. There are 2 orphan brothers, subhanAllah, Abu Talib, age 7 years old, and Ayub, age 4. Both of them have been diagnosed with a very rare disease. It's called adrenoleukodystrophy, right? And what this disease essentially does, it is a very progressive brain disease. How they are tested, or how kids are tested, is through a blood test and an MRI, which essentially tests for the long chain fatty acid within the brain. And If a doctor is able to pick up that there is a high content or a high presence of long-chain fatty acid within the brain, the disease is present. What this disease does is that it destroys the myelin sheath protection surrounding the brain and the nerve endings around the brain. Brothers and sisters, there's no cure for this disease. The only hope to stop the progression of this disease is through a bone marrow transplant. That is the only hope that these boys have to save their lives. The next 4 to 7 months, both boys were diagnosed with this disease last month, beginning of June. We are currently running various campaigns to try and find a match. So the next 4 to 6 months of this disease is going to be crucial for both boys. Abu Talib has already started showing neurological symptoms, and it's only been a month since diagnosis. What this disease does is it causes you to lose cognitive functions, so it affects your behavior, it affects your ability to reason, it affects your memory, it affects your eyesight, it affects your hearing, and it eventually, potentially, leads to permanent paralysis, right? You become completely dependent on someone else to take care of you. The prognosis from diagnosis is roughly five to seven years, give or take, if we don't find a match, right? You might think, what has this got to do with you? How can you help? Why should you care? But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, this is our boys. This is our brothers, right? This is the children of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that should be enough reason for us to come forth and help save these boys. Subhanallah, I've literally met this family less than a month ago, and I am passionate about driving the campaigns to help save these two boys, right? So all we are asking is to come forward, help raise awareness about campaigns, come forth, get tested. All of us like free things, right? The tests are free. There's no cost to you guys in terms of the tests, right? It's a 3-minute non-invasive mouth swab. You take your right cheek, left cheek, and your gum region, and off you go. That is the end of the test to find a match. We send off the samples to the labs in Germany. We cover the cost. DKMS, who came on board to assist us with the campaigning, they are pushing the numbers for us as much as we can to try and reach out to the Muslim communities. We've been running various campaigns in and around Cape Town. We've been going from masjid to masjid. We have been going from event to event. Anything that we can try and get to males, females, the youth that we are trying to target as far as the campaigns is concerned. There's no cost, brothers and sisters. We cover the cost. DKMS assists us with the sample kits. It's a non-invasive mouth swab, as I mentioned. There is a couple of exclusion criteria. So if you are outside of the ages between 17 and 55, if you have diabetes, if you suffer from arthritis, then unfortunately you won't be able to partake in the campaigns physically by doing something, but you can still speak up, you can still create awareness about the campaigns as well, right? You can share it with your friends and family. If you are an existing cancer patient or are currently in remission, unfortunately, you would also not be able to provide a sample. So the next campaign that we are going to run will be this evening at Habibia Masjid at the Mizan Dhikr as well. So if you guys are not able to attend the campaign that we'll be running at Parkwood tomorrow afternoon, will be between 6 p.m. or between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at Masjid Sabr at the hall area. It will also be the same day tomorrow as the Fishy Adventure fundraiser for the Masjid. So come out and support both the Masjid as well as our campaign by getting tested, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow someone sitting here to be the match that saves Abu Talib and Ayyub. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just have one more announcement to make as well. The Goodwood Islamic Society will be having a wellness outreach program on Saturday the 17th at Masjid al-Sabr as well. It will take place at the Hall region. It's free health services offered to all. There will be counselors that will be doing general counseling. There will be dentists that does standard screening, extractions of rotten teeth only. And then as well as any polishes and cleaning for kids under the age of 18. There will be occupational therapists, speech therapists. There will be an audiologist. There will be a biokineticist. And as well as tip doctors. The doctors that will be here is all on a voluntary basis as well. So they will be doing blood glucose, blood pressure, as well as GP consultations, as well as pediatrics. And then all kids that you bring to the wellness day that will take place on the 17th, they need to please bring their clinic card. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. Right of admission is reserved. The lines open at 10 a.m. Serving or services start at 12 p.m., 12 noon, up until 5 p.m., inshallah. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran for Brother Niaz. Just make an announcement. The upcoming Ijtima in Campertown, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of October. The cost is 2,000 rand per person. You can contact Brother Aziz of the Masjid, inshallah.
Ya Mustafa, kullu shayin lillah, ya
Mustafa.